In 2018, the Department of Justice conducted a study that concluded 60% of all trade secret and intellectual property thefts had a connection to the Chinese government or operatives from Chinese business interests. Later that year, the Trump administration activated the China Initiative, an effort by the DOJ to combat the theft of intellectual property, economic espionage, hacking, and trade secret thefts. Communities of Asian and non-Asian researchers and scientists have noted that this initiative has had a negative effect on both commercial and academic STEM institutions. And in October, a report was released by the University of Arizona and the Committee of 100, a group of prominent Chinese business, academic, and STEM leaders that outline the impacts the China Initiative has had on both the research community and the individuals who work within it. Jenny Lee is a professor of educational policy at the U of A and the leader of the survey, and she's with me. Professor, what are the most important conclusions from your report?
Well, there's three major takeaways. First of all, scientists of Chinese and non-Chinese descent overwhelmingly believe that U.S. scientific collaboration with China is important for their research as well as globally. Secondly, we found distinct patterns of discrimination as indicated by those of Chinese descent compared to those who are non-Chinese. And finally, we found that this discrimination has resulted in the undermining of U.S.'s ability to compete globally.
Well, I'd like to have you talk about the competition globally to begin with. Can you elaborate on that and talk about specific examples of where we're seeing that competitiveness affected?
Well, absolutely. First of all, the United States is clearly a country based on immigrants, but this is not just talking about a particular group of people who are being discriminated. This is actually about the important role of China towards U.S. competitiveness. In other words, China is the leading sender of internationals to the United States, as students, as scholars, scientists, future scientists. And what we are seeing here is a targeted profiling of those of Chinese descent that is creating this chilling effect where those of Chinese descent may be less inclined to come to the U.S., but also, and I'm talking about U.S. citizens as well, less inclined to stay in the United States. And this, of course, will have major consequences for the scientific community in this country.
Can we talk a bit about what was going on, maybe the climate before the implementation of the so-called China Initiative, and even when you had former President Trump saying things like the China virus, and that put more people certainly on edge and more people being discriminatory, racist. What have you seen over the last 2 to 3 years? Were there issues before, let me say, and they're dramatically worse, or there were almost limited problems before and now they're dramatically worse on top of it?
When there is globalization, when there is more crossover, exchange, competition among countries, but also when there's economic downturn, it is throughout history, immigrants have been identified as scapegoats in terms of economic downturn. And so China has been the flavor of the past several years. Some of the negative stereotyping and blame, unsubstantiated blame. And so that has kind of started the suspicion of ways that those of Chinese descent may be coming into the United States or participating in the United States with malicious intent. In the meantime, during this or even preceding this, China has been fast rising as a major global competitor. China has actually outpaced the United States in terms of its scientific production. So China, which has long been viewed as an important ally, is now being viewed as an important adversary. And so there is now increased suspicion that those from China are coming to potentially steal, to spy, to take away, and to bring this back to China in ways that hurts the U.S.'s global positioning.
Have you experienced this sort of thing, or have you experienced colleagues who have gone through incidents of government surveillance or grant or funding tie-ups related to this?
Unfortunately, I do know of individuals who've been directly impacted. In addition to the surveys, I'm also on a project and I'm interviewing scientists of Chinese descent, and many have confided with me ways that they have been negatively impacted. And I would add that does not mean that they are actually engaging in malicious behavior, but the broader accusal because they are associated with China, either being based on their ethnicity or having worked with China. So this is involved being surveilled by their own institution, visits from the FBI, suddenly suspended from research duties, being cut off from their labs, a general lack of due process, and not even knowing exactly what they're being accused of doing.
What would you say to that person who argues that some of these security measures are necessary, some of them, to protect intellectual property of research conducted in American institutions? Is there a place for some of this, but just not what you've seen in your study?
I think that's a fair question. And this research, it's not to say that intellectual theft is not occurring. It is indeed occurring throughout the world in multiple directions. But besides that fact is the consequences, right? What is the cost is the question I would push back on the individual. Is it worth this over-surveilled approach where now everyday innocent US-born scientists are opting not to engage in cutting-edge research that oftentimes requires collaboration with another country, oftentimes China? And so the question is, you know, is it worth it?
Professor, have we seen anything over this nearly a year of the Biden administration that indicates to you that are there strong advocates within the administration to change this sort of approach? And I mean in a truly obvious sense, because certainly the Biden administration is different from the Trump administration. When it comes to this specific issue, have you or any of the folks that you talked with during your research felt like the tide is turning in any way?
There was a lot of hope when Biden was elected, and we have certainly seen a toning down of the negative rhetoric and the name calling. And we have seen doors open for immigration, such as Biden removing the ban on those from Muslim majority countries. But what he has not gotten rid of, for example, is Proclamation 10043, and this basically bans those of Chinese descent coming in with any ties to the military. And other, you know, there's limitations on graduate students coming for 1 year instead of 5 years, and that's extremely cumbersome. But there's various procedures that I and others had expected would be overturned, but have not. And so Biden has remained suspicious and also fiercely competitive about China, and not to say that is wrong, but to say that many of these overreaching policies remain in effect.
Jenny Lee is a professor of educational policy at the University of Arizona.